今天的讲员就是佛陀传道协会以前的主席这个教会开始成立的时候，就是他在佛陀传道协会的时候当主席，他开始这个教会的开拓。那今天我们非常高兴他今天能够来再一次来帮忙我们分享神的信息。以前他是常来，但是后来一阵就是忙了没有来。那今天很高兴因为 Miss World 他们在台湾，所以今天我就请他来分享神的信息。So we're very happy, but friends, you are here today, and you're a former FEA president. So we are very happy you come to share a message with us. 唐弟兄跟我们欢迎 ，OK。
Good morning， 各位早安。
非常高兴今天能够在各位当中看出来说我们大家都是一群很不错的我很享受这个刚刚的唱诗歌很感谢就是神与我们同在。
I would like to read two passages of scripture for you this morning.
今天我想来读两段经节。
Let's read first of all from Romans chapter 5.
第一段是在罗马书第五章。
Verses 8 through 12.
八节到十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 12.
罗马书第五章。
And you just go ahead and read them in.Romans chapter 5
8 to 12
verses 8 through 12
罗马书第五章第八节到十二节唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了现在我们既靠着他的血称义就更要借着他免去神的愤怒因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神儿子的死得与神和好既已和好就更要因他的生得救了不但如此我们借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好也就借着他以神为乐这就是罪是从一人入了世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Alright, also let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
然后我们翻到马太福音第一章。
And here we will begin reading with verse 18 and read through 21.
十八节到二十一节。马太福音第一章十八节到二十一节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟还没有迎娶玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕她丈夫约瑟是个义人不愿意明明地羞辱她想要暗暗地把她休了正思念这事的时候有主的使者向他梦中显现说大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的她要将生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your presence.
我们天父我们在天上的父谢谢你与我们同在
We thank you for the promise that you will be in our midst as we gather together.
当我们在聚在一起的时候谢谢你的应许你也在我们当中
And we thank you that you're here this morning.
谢谢你在我们当中。
And now, Lord, we realize our words are in vain without your blessing.
如果没有你的祝福，我们的话就是一场空的。
And so we are trusting you this morning to speak to us.
所以我们相信主，你会向我们个人来说话。
Open the eyes of our understanding.
帮助我们来明白。
And give us the truth as You only can reveal it to us.
来帮助我们来明白你所让我们明白的真理。
And we shall give you the praise.
我们来颂赞。
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen. Now, it may not appear at first sight that there would be a relationship between the scripture in Romans and in Matthew.
如果只是单单这样的看这两段，可能看不出这两段的关系。
Paul is the great theologian of the early church.
在初期的教会里呢，保罗是当时一个很有名的神学家。
And he explains and enlarges on the truth of that is taught in the gospel.
然后他就是来在解释在福音书里面所讲的真理。
But actually, there is one part.Of the verse in Matthew, one of the verses in Matthew that sums up what the Apostle Paul said in Romans.
那在这个马太福音里面有一个章节呢是来总结这个保罗在罗马书所说的。
Let me read that verse again in English, and also we'll read it in.Chinese to help to summarize what Paul said in Romans chapter 8.
那我再次来读这一节，来就是来总结着保罗所说的。
And she shall, this is verse 21 in Matthew chapter 1.
就是第一章二十一节。
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people.From their sin.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So I want us to focus on that phrase.
那我们来看这一节。
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
For he shall save his people from their sin.
因为他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
I want to talk with you a little bit about who is Jesus.
我想来跟你解释一下耶稣是谁。
We are approaching the Easter season.
这个复活节很快就来了。
And like so many other Christian celebrations, it has been covered over with a lot of extraneous things that don't really belong.
就像很其他的这个节就是教会的这个节日呢，有其他有一些，他们已经都被其他的事情都被来这个代替了。
If you were to mention the word Easter to most Americans, what would they think about?
当你提这个复活节这个时候呢，对这个大部分的美国人来讲，他们会想到什么
？What do you think about?
那你们会想到什么
？Oh, we think about Easter eggs.
我们先想到这个蛋，复活节的蛋
，and bunny rabbits，
还有这兔子
，and a lot of other things，
还有其他的东西。
But that's not what Easter is all about, as far as the scriptures are concerned.
但是圣经里面所讲的是复活节却不是这样子。
It is about Jesus，
这是关于耶稣
，who came to this earth as the Son of God。
他以这个神的儿子来到世上
，for one purpose。
带着一个唯一的目标
to seek and to save that which was lost.
就是来寻找那些失丧的人
or to put it in the words of our text to save his people from their sin.
就是在我们刚刚所读的就是将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来
and therefore the most important question that we can ever face
那就是我们这个最重要我们所面对的最重要的问题是什么呢
is the question who is Jesus
就是谁是耶稣是谁
and so I want us to look at that question this morning
那今天我想来探讨这个问题
there are several accusations made both in the scriptures and out of the scriptures about Jesus that are not true
在我们圣经里面之内之外呢，我们都有一些对这个耶稣呢，这讲法是错误的。
Even in the scriptures, there is the implication that Jesus was the son of Joseph, the illegitimate son of Joseph.
那圣经里面或许有些地方引申说是耶稣是约瑟的儿子。
But the Bible makes clear that Jesus was not the son of Joseph.
可是圣经很清楚告诉我们他不是约瑟的儿子。
He was the son of Mary.
他是玛利亚的儿子。
But that the Holy Spirit performed a miracle.
那就是圣灵呢产生神迹。
So that Mary was a virgin and yet gave forth a son.
玛利亚是一个童贞女，可是她却有怀孕生子。
So Jesus was not the son of David, son of Joseph.
所以呢，耶稣呢不是约瑟的儿子。
Jesus was not a sinner.
耶稣呢也不是一个罪人。
We read in 2 Corinthians 5:21, He has made him to be sin for us.
在哥林托后书这样讲到说，他担当了世人的罪，成为了罪人。
Who knew no sin?
他不知道不明不他没有罪。
Jesus did not know sin by personal experience.
他这个所谓的不知道这个罪呢，就是说他没有就是犯罪。
He was not a sinner.
他不是个罪人。
Through the years, there are those that have implied that he was just like us in the sense that he also was a sinner.
有很多人呢，就是说他呢就像我们一样，他是个罪人。
There are many things that I do not even want to mention this morning that have been accused of Jesus.
有很多事情是他们就是说耶稣呢做了今天我们就不谈了。
But over and over, the scriptures make clear that although Jesus was truly man, he was not a sinner in himself.
那圣经很清楚地告诉我们他是一个全人，但是呢他也是一个没有犯罪的人。
There is one other thing that I would like to mention that he is not a revolutionary.
然后还有一个就是说他不是一个革命家。
And by revolutionary, I mean one who attempts to bring down a government by violent means.
那所谓的革命家就是说用一种很用这种暴力的方法把一个政府呢推翻。
There may be other ideas of a revolutionary.
可能就是说还有其他的就是对这个。
But Jesus was not a revolutionary.
可是耶稣呢不是一个革命家。
Never one time did he hint or suggest that he was attempting to bring down any government by violent means.
他呢从来没有讲到说就用暴力方法来推翻政府。
Although the effect of his gospel would make the greatest changes in human society in history.
但是福音的影响呢带来了就是人类历史上面的一个很大的转变。
Now, we have looked at what he is absolutely not.
那我想着说他不是这些。
Now, I would like to look at some things about Jesus that are true, but are not the whole truth.
那下面我来讲一下就是这些事情是对一半的。
The Bible makes clear that Jesus is a man, that is a human being.
圣经说他是一个人，他是一个像我们那样的一个人。
But it also makes clear that he's more than a human being.
但是他是，就是超过他除了人以外，还是其他的。
It is important that we recognize that Jesus is a true human being.
他是一个真正是一个人
，fully human，
是全人。
Tempted in every point like you and I are tempted.
像我们一样呢，就是都会都会。
He got weary like you and I get weary.
都会遭到试探，他也可以像我们一样会累。
He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, our weaknesses, because he understands them.
他也明白我们的我们的软弱。
He was fully human.
他是完完全全是一个人。
Do you get the significance of that?
你觉得这是很重要的一点吗？
Why did Jesus become a human being?
为什么耶稣是道成人？
Why didn't he come purely as God?
为什么他不是来就像一个神一样的来呢？
Well, I am sure there are many reasons far more profound than I can understand.
但有比我的这个更好的原因的。
But I can understand some of them.
那我会明白几点。
Jesus came as a human being.
他来成为一个人。
To help us to see what a true human being is.
来告诉我们一个真正的人，成为一个人叫做是什么样子的。
Hollywood paints the picture of what a he-man is.
那个好莱坞呢，就是对一个这种一个很这个英雄呢，就是他有一个图画。
But does Hollywood present what the true man is as God intended him to be?
那他们的这种这个图画，是不是神当初想要神的这个所谓的这个人的样子呢？
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger the picture of a true man?
那个 Arnold Schwarzenegger 他的这个样子是一个真正的一个人吗？
No. He is not a picture of a true man.
不是的，他这个图画不是这个真正的人。
The only perfect picture of a true man is Jesus Christ.
那唯有耶稣呢是那个真正的那个图画。
And that goes for a true woman as well.
那当然，这也包括就是真正的女人。
For the same qualities of character and of inward nature that God intended for man, He intends for woman.
那神在一个人里面的内心里面的那些本质。 他原来是在人，在男人身上，也是他也在女人身上。
And so because he came as a human being, we can identify with him.
因为他来变成为人的形象，所以呢，我们也可以呢，跟他有同感。
There are other religions that have lifted their idea of God so far away in the heavens.
有其他的宗教呢，他们把自己的这些想法呢，把它提高太高。
That it has nothing to do with our lot as human beings down here.
那跟我们在世上这些人的生活来讲，是离了很大的距离。
And God is high in the heavens.
神的确是在天。
He is great beyond all we can comprehend.
他是在超过我们所能想象的。
But he sent his son to become one of us.
但是他却把差他的儿子能够成为我像我们一样。
So that son could reach to his father in heaven with one hand.
所以呢，这个耶稣呢，可以呢，一手呢是能够拉着神。
And reach down to his fellow human beings with the other.
那另外一只手呢，就是拉到。
And bring us together.
能够把这两面呢，就是带在一起。
I personally believe, and I would not insist upon this.
我个人认为,
that Jesus overcame sin and temptation only by the same means that you and I can overcome.
那耶稣呢，他能够胜过试探的这种方法呢？ 是同样的，用同样的，我们也可以胜过试探的方法。
In other words, he didn't say to the devil, Mr. Devil, I'm God.
他没有说这个对那个撒旦说， Hey, 我是神。
And speak one word and wipe him away.
然后一句话就把他打死了。
No.
没有这样子。
How did he overcome the temptations of Satan?
他怎么样子来胜过这是撒旦的试探呢？
By the word of God.
试探呢？ 是用神的话,
and by the Spirit of God that dwelt in him.
是用这个神的灵, 在他心里面的神的灵,
and by prayer.
然后用, 祷告,
and this is the reason he said to Peter especially, but all his disciples, he said, pray that ye may not enter into temptation.
所以呢, 就对彼得说, 祷告,
and while
恐怕你们会落到试探里面。
And while Jesus prayed in great agony in the garden,
然后耶稣呢，在这个科西玛尼园的那个祷那种迫切的祷告，
Peter went to sleep.
然后彼得呢睡着了。
Jesus overcame at the cross.
耶稣呢, 在, 十字架上, 胜过了,
and Peter failed miserably.
但是彼得呢,
because Jesus used the same means that you and I have at our disposal.
那耶稣用的方法呢, 就是,
and Peter neglected.
但是彼得呢,
and Jesus showed us the way to victory.
耶稣呢,
he showed us the way to spiritual power. He showed us that all of us have the Word of God as the sword of faith. All of us can be filled with the Spirit of God.
我每一个人都可以,
all of us have access to grace and power through the medium of prayer. And the medium of witness and testimony. For the saints of the Old Testament overcame by the blood, or the New Testament overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
就像圣经讲说, 我们胜过魔鬼的方法是借着我们的见证跟，是借着羔羊的宝血跟我们的见证。
So Jesus showed us how we can overcome.
所以耶稣呢, 已经给我们看到, 怎么样能够成为得胜的人。
We can walk in his steps.
我们可以, 走他的路。
He showed us the way that of victory.
他给我们看到这得胜的路径。
So Jesus was truly man.
所以呢, 他是一个真正的人。
But he was more than man.
但是他是超过这个真正的人。
He was also a prophet.
他是一个先知。
But he was more than a prophet.
他是超过先知的人。
A prophet is one who talks to man for God, in behalf of God.
先知是一个就是替神说替人向人替神向人说话的人。
A priest is one who prays to God for man.
那这个祭司呢是替人向神说话的人。
So Jesus was our prophet.
那耶稣是我们的先知。
He told us what God wanted us to know.
他告诉我们神要我们知道的。
He was also our priest.
他也是我们的祭司。
Our great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
For he talked to God about man.
他向神说，替人说话。
And he is right now at the right hand of the Father.
现在呢，坐在父神的右边。
Praying for us.
替我们祷告。
Interceding for us.
替我们祈求。
For he is our high priest.
因为他是我们的大祭司。
He is also a king.
他也是我们的君王。
But he is more than a king.
他是超过这个君王的。
He is the king.
他是那唯一的君王。
There is coming a day when every knee shall bow.
有一天呢, 万膝都要向他祈拜。
And every tongue will confess.
万人都向他称颂。
That Jesus Christ is Lord and he is King.
基督是主。
And he is God.
他是神。
I will say more about that later on.
等一下我再提这一段。
But God is one who is perfect in holiness and love. He is perfect in every way.
神是在一切方面都是完全的，在圣洁，在仁爱方面。
And Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣呢？耶稣基督是神。
In fact, Paul makes clear that Jesus Christ was present at the creation of the world.
保罗说呢, 在创造天地的时候呢, 耶稣就在那儿了。
And that God created the world through Jesus Christ.
神呢, 借着耶稣呢, 来创造了世界。
He is the creator of all things.
他是这个, 创造者。
And Paul says there's coming a day when he will be, we will recognize him as the center of all things.
那将来有一天我们会知道他是在世界所有的中心。
And yet, this is the man who once walked among us.
那这个人呢, 想跟我们一起同行。
Who ate our food.
他吃了我们的饭。
Walked our roads.
他走了我们的路。
And understands our infirmities and weaknesses.
他明白我们的软弱。
Now, I want us to look at just a few things of what Jesus absolutely is and no above everybody else.
那下面我想看一下就是只有耶稣是这些。
Jesus is the only begotten Son of God.
他是唯一的唯一的神的儿子。
It is difficult for many people to see how God could have a son.
我们很难了解说怎么上帝有儿子。
For we think only in human terms.
因为这是觉得说这是我们用人的角度来看
it many imply that or think that this means that well then there was a time when Jesus as the Son of God had a beginning and was born
那这也有点引申就好像 有这个意思就是说是耶稣呢在曾经有一个段时间他有个开始是成为神的儿子
Jesus was born as a man
他是他是道成肉身成为一个人的样
式 But he was never born as God.
但是他从来不是由神生的。
For Jesus has existed always.
因为耶稣呢是从一开始就已经存在。
Just as God is eternal.
就像神是从开始存在的。
Jesus has all knowledge, just as God has all knowledge.
耶稣呢他有像神一样的那些知识。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has all power just as God has all power.
他也有像神一样的能力。
He is exactly the same in nature as God the Father.
他是跟神父神的神性是一样的。
He is God.
他是神。
It is something that we cannot fully comprehend how the infinite God could become finite man.
我们很难想象一个无限的神怎么样是能够成为一个有限的人。
And how God could have a son.
然后神怎么样会有儿子。
Let me use this illustration.
那让我来做一个这种解释。
And let me warn you that no illustration in our experience.
那我就告诉你们说在我们的经历里面这种解释呢。
Can fully and accurately describe God.
能够很这么就是很完完全全的来解释这一点。
But we can get certain hints to help us to break out of our little box and understand a little bit more about God.
但是这种解释呢，在我们有限里面呢，能够稍微能够透彻一下这种无限的神。
How many enjoy the Florida sunshine?
多少人享受这个 Florida 的阳光
？I enjoy the Florida sunshine.
我自己也是很享受。
Where does the sunshine, the sunlight come from?
这个阳光从哪里来的?
Well, it comes from the sun.
是从太阳来的。
Isn't the sun beautiful when it rises in the morning?
那个太阳升起的是不是很美呢?
And as it journeys through the sky and sets at night.
然后这个然后下山的时候。
And it lights up the clouds with such beauty.
然后这个黄昏呢非常的美。
But the sun is a raging furnace of fire.
但是太阳本身呢是一个大火球。
It's a ball of gas on fire.
是它里面有气体能是燃烧起来的大火球。
And there are the flames of the sun leap out into the universe, sometimes 10,000 miles, one flame leaping out into the universe.
那这个火焰呢能够甚至呢能够从太阳里面跳起来后能够多好几米的距离。
If you get too close to the sun, much closer than we are now, you would instantly burn up.
如果我们太接近那个太阳的话，我们就会被烧死了。
The sun is only beautiful and useful as long as it's exactly in place.
那太阳美呢，就是这个距离一定要保持一个距离。
One of the marvels of our universe is that.The sun is exactly in place.
那在我们这个宇宙里面的
And as such, it is the source, humanly speaking, of all life.
从人的角度来讲的话，阳光是所有生命的起。
If the sun suddenly were blotted out, there would be no life.
如果是太阳突然间不见了的话，那我们今天就没有生命。
And every little blade of grass is like a little factory that wakes up and goes to work every morning the sun comes over the horizon.
白天的时候, 这些植物呢, 就开始做工。
And we enjoy the sunlight, the warmth of the sun.
我们享受太阳的这个温暖。
Now, would you, where does this light come from that we, if you walk out of this building and outside, where does that light come from?
我们如果到外面去的话, 那个阳光, 这光在是从哪里来的?
Well, it comes from the sun.
是从太阳来的。
But because we enjoy this light, would we enjoy the, all the more journeying to the sun?
所以因为我们很享受这个阳光, 所以说我们就要到太阳那边去呢?
Of course we would. It would be more than we could take.
那太接近的话, 那就是我们, 这就是太, 我们就是承受不了的。
But this light radiates out from the sun.
那这个光呢, 是从太阳发出来的。
Is it exactly the same as the sun? Is this light exactly the same as the sun?
那这个阳光是跟这个在太阳上面的光是一样的吗?
No, but where does it come from?
不一样,但是这个阳光是从哪里来的?
It comes from the sun, doesn't it?
是从太阳来的。
It has a different function, but it is of a different nature. I mean, it's the same nature, but it has a different function.
在太阳上面那个光跟我们在地上这个从太阳射来的光呢,
是同样, and it proceeds from the sun.
是同一个值, 可是它的功能不一样。
Let me ask you another question.
那另外一个问题,
how long has this light been in existence that lights us today?
那这个光, 这个从什么时候开始存在的?
Exactly as long as the sun has been in existence.
跟这个太阳,
For it proceeds from the sun.
这个光的存在是就是太阳存在的时候就有了。
Now the word that the Bible uses is that Jesus, the Son of God, proceeds from God. That's what it means being a son. That the light, that Jesus proceeds from God.
Okay, 这个耶稣呢是从神那边来的。
Now once again, let me remind you, we cannot limit God or Jesus to mechanical or material things.
我们不能够只限制神耶稣呢，是在我们这个属这个。
I'm only saying that this gives us a little suggestion of what it means. I'm trying to help us to see that Jesus, as the Son of God, wasn't born like a human baby, but proceeded from God the Father.
耶稣的存在呢，不是只是限于在他生的那一天，而是他是从神那边来的。
And therefore, he is as eternal as God the Father is.
那就是，所以呢，他是跟这个神呢，这个是同等的。
He is of the same nature as God the Father.
他有同样的神性。
But God sent him in a modified form. He sent him in the form of a human being.
那他神差耶稣来的时候是用，是成为一个人的样式来到我们当中。
So the disciples said, "We heard him."
门徒说，我们听过他。
We saw him.
我们看过他。
We touched him.
我们摸过他。
They, with all of the empirical evidences of the natural mind, they observed Jesus Christ.
用他们的能够想象的方法呢，能够来认识了耶稣。
And Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father."
耶稣说，你看到我的话，你就是看到了我的父。
When you walk out into the sunlight, you have seen all the sun you will ever want to see.
当我们这个看到在外面看到这个阳这个太阳的时候呢，我们就是
Or you cannot take the full sun in all of its power.
我们只能够看到我们所能够看到的，我们绝对不可能是看到那个太阳本体。
And God said, "No man can look upon the God the Father and live.
然后因为神说没有人能够见神而活的。
Nobody has ever gotten a full view of God the Father.
没有人能够曾经就是正面的看到了神。
It would be too much for us.
因为这是我们担当不了的。
But the light from the Son and the light from God the Father we have seen through Jesus Christ.
那我们就像我们太阳所看所来的光，就像耶稣从神那边来的耶稣呢，我们是看到的。
He is the Son of God.
所以他就是神的儿子。
He is the Christ prophesied by the Scriptures.
他是在旧约里面所应许的弥赛亚。
There are dozens of scriptures about the Messiah that was to come.
有很多的经节讲到这个弥赛亚的来临。
No other person in human history fits all of those prophecies.
没有一个人能够完完全全的能够应验这个所有的弥赛亚的预言。
The only one who fits all of those prophecies is Jesus Christ.
唯有耶稣呢是应验了这些。
Jesus is the Savior of all mankind, of human beings.
耶稣是唯一人类的救主。
And sin will be finally eliminated through Jesus Christ.
借着他呢，这个罪呢，就会完完全全的消灭掉。
Notice in Romans, Paul, and first of all, in Matthew,Matthew prophesies that he is the one who will save his people from their sin.
马太福音说到说他会将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Why is that so important?
为什么这是很重要的呢?
Because sin ultimately destroys everybody that cling to sin.
因为罪恶呢会把就是在罪恶权势之下的人呢，能够把就是他会把它完全的消灭掉。
Sin by its nature is destructive.
神本体呢是消灭性的。
And God is angry with sin, the thing that destroys the ones He loves.
那神憎恶这个罪恶呢，因为他把他所爱的呢给消灭掉。
There are people that have a problem with thinking about the wrath of God.
有人会想到神的震怒。
They say, how could a God of love be filled with wrath?
说这个爱人的神怎么样能够会有这种愤怒呢?
And the answer is this.
答案是这样子。
No one can have love without wrath.
没有愤怒，没有爱。
Let me give you a proposition.
提一个这个例子。
Suppose that the one you love the most,
你所最爱的人
went to the doctor,
去看医生
and received word that they had a cancer that was terminal.
说他得了这个癌症。
And you would say, oh, I want to see them because I love that cancer. I love the cancer.
你不会说哦，我很喜欢这个癌症。
He doesn't believe me. Can you love the cancer that destroys the one you love?
你能够爱这个癌细胞来这个来伤害你的爱所爱的人吗
？With the same love that you love your loved ones,
同样的这种爱你所爱的人
，you hate the thing that destroys them.
你恨恶这个来消害消灭你所爱的人。
And God's wrath is His hatred for the things that destroys the ones He loves.
那神的愤怒呢，就是来他是要他所恨恶这些消灭我们他所爱的人。
And He loves everybody.
他爱我们每一个人。
And therefore He hates all sin.
所以呢，他恨恶所有的罪。
And His wrath is His determination to exterminate everything that destroys His people.
那他因为神的爱呢，就他要消灭所有能来消灭他所爱的人。
That includes sin.
也包括了罪恶。
But it includes more than sin.
但包括其他的。
Sickness and evil, sickness is not sin, but it is evil. Sickness is not sin, but it is evil.
Physical sickness.
Sickness, illness.
疾病呢, sickness is not evil.
Is not sin, but it is evil.
Okay. 疾病呢, 不是罪恶,
and there's coming a day when God will do away with all sickness and evil of any kind.
有一天呢, 神会把所有的这种疾病 跟这种邪恶呢, 通通消灭掉。
Aren't you glad for the wrath of God?
所以呢, 你不会觉得说, 你会感谢神的这个愤怒吗?
If it were not for the wrath of God, God's determination to destroy all evil.
如果神没有这个他的愤怒的话, 他就不会要消灭所有的邪恶。
Then heaven would be turned into hell.
那这样, 如果这样子的话呢, 那这个天堂就变成地狱了。
So how are we going to escape the wrath of God?
那我们怎么样能够逃脱神的震怒呢?
How can we stand against God who's already declared that the soul that sinneth, it shall die?
那神已经说, 犯罪的人是要被灭亡的, 我们怎么样逃脱这个呢?
And the answer is that he sent his son to die for us.
答案是他差他的儿子来替我们死,
to take the wrath that belonged to us upon himself.
他把他我们要接受的这种愤怒呢, 把他,
and to reconcile us with God.
他接受他这种愤怒以后呢, 使我们与神和好。
It is not because Jesus is loving and God is angry.
不是说耶稣是爱然后神是愤怒。
It was because of God's love that Jesus came. It was because of His love that He made a way that every one of us could be saved from the wrath that is to come.
因为他的爱, 所以呢, 我们能够从他的愤怒里面能够得救出来。
I praise Him this morning.
我今天早上来赞美他,
that He loved me enough
因为他爱我到一个地步,
to send His Son to walk the same roads that I walk,
来猜他儿子来走我所走的路,
so that I can see the love of God in action.
如此我可以看到神的爱的表彰,
and then I can understand a little about why He died on the cross,
能够让我稍微明白他为什么死在十架上,
and rose again from the dead,
然后从死里复活,
because He was suffering for my sin.
因为他为着我的罪而受的,
and He rose again to new life to show us that He has resurrection life for every one of us.
他复活以后来表示他有那个复活的生命。
I want to ask you this morning,
那今天我要问一个问题,
if Jesus is truly the Son of God,
耶稣是真正的神的儿子,
if He is truly, that He truly took our sins upon Himself in order to reconcile us with God.
如果他把我们的罪担当到他的身上，使我们能够与神和好。
Then there is no more important question in the world.
那在这世上就没有再比这更重要一个问题。
Than to face this question ourselves and answer it.
就是这个问题。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
Do I truly believe that He's the Son of God?
我真的相信他是神的儿子吗?
Do I truly believe that He died for my sin?
我相信他为我的罪而死吗?
And if I have not trusted Him,
如果我还没有相信他,
do I now trust Jesus as my personal Savior?
我相信我接受他成为我的救主。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
在天上的父,
thank you for sending your Son into the world.
谢谢你差你的儿子到这世上来。
Thank you for making Him the sacrifice for my sins.
谢谢你能够成为我们罪恶的挽回祭,
and the sins of the whole world.
是能担当了所有的罪恶。
Thank you that this very moment,
谢谢你在这一刻,
we can be reconciled to God.
我们能够跟你来和好。
And while we have our heads bowed,
我们低下头来,
I wonder if there is anybody who has never come to the place where they have said, Lord, I do put my trust in you.
请问在我们当中是不是有人
Here and now, I want to put my trust in the Son of God who died for me.
我们现在就可以把我们的生命交给我们主耶稣, 他为我们的罪而死。
Is there anybody that would just like to raise your hand?
如果你愿意的话, 请你,
and say this very moment, I want to put my trust in Jesus.
我要相信耶稣。
I see that. Are there any others?
还有没有其他人?
I do trust Jesus.
我相信耶稣。
I do put my trust fully and wholly in Him alone.
我的确完完全全地相信他。
To forgive my sins.
他原谅我的罪过错。
And to reconcile me with God.
与神能够使我与神和好。
Anyone else want to just raise your hand and put it down again?
还有没有其他人举手就可以放下。
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you mean to us this morning.
谢谢耶稣，你今天向我们来
Bless everyone here.
来祝福每一个人。
And Lord, may the truths of Thy Word
让你的真理
sink deep into our hearts.
在深深地刻在我们心里面。
And let us live a life of thanksgiving and obedience.
帮助我们过一个感恩顺服的生活
Because of what you have done for us
因为你所为我们所成就的
We ask it in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告
Amen,
Amen.